Holiday music. It isn't just in our culture, it's in our DNA. The carols and sing-alongs we dust off every December are as important to the season as stockings and mistletoe. But producer Corey Turner wonders, what does our holiday music really say about us?
I was driving the other night, listening to one of my many, many, many Christmas albums, when the velvet-voiced Eartha Kitt got me thinking. What if something happened to us humans, and all that was left to make a good impression on future civilizations was a time capsule of holiday tunes? What might an advanced race of pod people think of us and our beloved Santa Claus? Let's say, for the sake of argument, our time capsule has half a dozen records in it. I'll start with the newest, Christmas in Hollis by Godfathers of Rap Run DMC. This song is pure candy for the ears. But, and listen up here, like all of my holiday favorites, this tune shows a slightly twisted Santa.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear.
That's right. In Hollis, Santa Claus looks like a crazy old man sitting in the park with his dog. Okay, so it's not so strange. I mean, maybe a 2 on the meter. Still, it's no way to treat the secular beating heart of the holiday season. And I'm just getting warmed up. Imagine, you're one of those pod people from the future, and the second record in that time capsule belongs to Louis Armstrong and the Commanders. Our beloved Santa Claus is starting to look downright Santa creepy.
That you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out. Ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus?
Dark out, clacking jaws. I thought Santa was supposed to be jolly and nice and, you know, bring everybody presents and stuff. Let's see what the incomparable Eartha Kitt has to say about the man in red.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Now that's more like it. I'm not sure I'd want a sable under my tree, unless it's got four wheels, but the tempo's jolly, and this Santa's sliding down chimneys where he should be, not prowling outside like a werewolf.
Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
I believe in you, Eartha. There's only one problem. I'm sure our pod people friends would appreciate the charms of a good woman. Unfortunately, Santa Claus is married. Isn't he?
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
So what if Santa has an active private life? As long as it's not my mommy, and he still delivers presents, I don't care.
Track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack. He's...
Stop, wait, whoa. Did she say nothing in his sack? It's probably because he gave all the toys away already. I mean, you know, not because he was out dancing with Eartha Kitt or my mother, right?
He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day.
Why be embarrassed? I admit it. Santa Claus is equal parts creepy, sneaky, cuddly, and wild. Just like us. I guess that makes him the right guy for our time capsule after all. So what if the pod people think we're crazy? It's their loss. And Santa, if you're listening, I've been really good this year. How about a new car?
Boogie, boogie, Santa will boogie all your clothes away.
That was Patti Page and Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Before her, Jimmy Boyd, Eartha Kitt, Louis Armstrong, and Run DMC. Corey Turner is a producer for News and Notes. I don't know, he might be getting cold this year. And here's my favorite Christmas song that I want to share with all of you this holiday season. It's by Charles Brown, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry Christmas, baby.